A North Korean ship has been stopped in the Arabian Sea. U.S. officials tell NPR that the ship was carrying a hidden cargo of missiles and missile parts, apparently headed for Yemen. U.S. intelligence had been tracking the vessel, and a U.S. military team helped search the ship after it was stopped by the Spanish Navy. NPR's Tom Gelton is at the Pentagon and joins us now. Tom, when and how did this take place?
Robert, this happened yesterday, Monday, although, as you say, officials are saying that U.S. intelligence had been tracking this vessel for several weeks because of suspicions about the cargo that it contained. In fact, they apparently had some idea that this ship was carrying missiles. There was a story in the Washington Times on December 2nd reporting that North Korea had been found to be shipping missiles to Yemen. The story said the missile shipment was sent from the port of Nampo in North Korea 2 weeks ago. So they were tracking the vessel, and the Spanish Navy came across it and marked it as a stateless vessel because the ship was not flying a flag or carrying any distinguishing marks. And at that point, the Spanish Navy stopped the ship and boarded it.
And what did they find after they boarded it?
Well, the first thing they found, Robert, was 40,000 sacks of cement. And if you've ever tried to move 40,000 sacks of cement to get at what is below it, you'll understand why it took a considerable amount of time to get to the cargo that was hidden beneath the sacks of cement. They did, however, after moving all that cement, come across a container. And I guess with their suspicions that there might be some missile parts involved, they decided not to look any further. At that point, they asked for U.S. assistance, and a U.S. military team of explosive experts came aboard. They opened the container, and they found indeed missile parts which could be assembled to make as many as a dozen Scud type missiles. Also, some chemical which is known as oxidizer. It's known as an inhibited red fuming nitric acid, which can be used as an oxidizer in order to make missile fuel burn better.
Tom, the report of Scud missiles and these other things on their way to Yemen raises an obvious question, which is Yemen is where the USS Cole was attacked by Al-Qaeda. It's where the U.S. has attacked a figure they identified as a leader of Al-Qaeda. Were these missiles intended for the government of Yemen, or might they have been for Al-Qaeda?
Robert, apparently they were not for Al-Qaeda, and the only reason I say that is because, according to published reports, this is not actually the first time that North Korea has sent Scud missile parts to Yemen. In fact, there have been reports that Yemen arranged to buy Scud missiles. The government of Yemen arranged to buy Scud missile parts back during the Clinton administration from North Korea. So this was apparently a government transaction. The most recent shipment of Scud missiles to Yemen from North Korea was in August, and that sale was protested. So apparently in this case, these were not meant for Al-Qaeda.
And where do things stand now?
The search is continuing. There have been 20 containers opened so far on the ship, and U.S. team is still on the ship searching for everything they can find.
Okay, Tom, thank you.
Yes, sir.
NPR's Tom Gelton speaking to us from the Pentagon.